From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Syria's ceasefire generally holding for a third day. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says despite some incidents, the cessation of hostilities is largely intact. Mr. Ban said a multi-nation task force monitoring the truce is working to make sure violations don't spread and the halt in the fighting continues. White House spokesman Josh Earnest Monday also acknowledged reports of violations.
That is consistent with our expectations heading into this process, which is that we did anticipate that there would be reports of violations and that we would encounter some potholes on the road to implementing this successfully.
He said the truce is providing the flow of humanitarian aid to those in need, focuses on defeating the Islamic State, and provides space for a possible political settlement. But opposition spokesman Salem de Mistura said the ceasefire is in jeopardy because of repeated violations by Syrian and Russian forces.
Today, there is about 10 Russian airstrikes. There is about 16 airstrikes done by the regime in 26 times. And I believe this should be monitored. And we lost about 18 people and injured about 68.
UN Chief Ban received a letter of complaint from the main opposition group, the High Negotiations Committee. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says both sides may have violated the truce, but they are not significant enough to scuttle the nearly four-day-old ceasefire. Somali authorities have arrested six in connection with Sunday's double bombing by al-Shabaab in the town of Baidoa that killed at least 32 and wounded dozens. Police and the local government said the center of the town, located west of Mogadishu, was very busy when a car bomb exploded near the main market. This is VOA.